him.
The adventures of Gentle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you Comic Weekly. In the hostile native village where Shanghai Lil and the Stacys are held captive, the approaching full moon is heralded by the rhythmic thunder of the ceremonial drums. But the drums don't seem to affect Stacy's wife as much as they used to, for Lil has been patiently nursing Mrs. Stacy back to normal mental health, and at times she appears to be quite sane. But the evil old Nala notices this and reports to the high priest and suggests a way to return Mrs. Stacy back to their power. At midnight, old Nala, clutching a small box, steals up to the barred window of the hut where Lil and Mrs. Stacy are sleeping. A moan from Mrs. Stacy awakens Lil in time to see a small black spider on the end of a silken thread being withdrawn through the window. She recognizes old Nala and jumps out of the bed to pull Mrs. Stacy away, but it's too late.
The music. It's coming back. I hear it.
Helen.
I hear it. It called to me.
Mrs. Stacy, it's me, Lil. Don't listen to the drums. Shut out the noise. Listen to me.
It's come back again. I hear the music. It calls to me. Oh, the music.
Mrs. Stacy, listen to me. Look at me. You remember me? I'm your friend. I'm going to take you away. Remember what I told you. Don't listen to those drums. Listen only to me. Listen to me.
I like the music. Oh, I only want the music.
No. Come here. That's it. Now lie down on my bed. Try to shut out those drums. Now then, listen to me and try to remember.
No, I hear the music. It's calling me again. I want to go to the music. The music calls me. I must listen.
She's not mad. She was the sting of that insect that did. That crafty old Nell has been keeping her in this savage stupor with the poisonous sting of that spider. Well, there must be some way to counteract it. I've got to find out how.
The music. The music. It's calling me. I must hear the music.
Mrs. Brill, come to the window. Hurry.
All right, Stacy. Here I am. Well, how'd you get out so early?
They changed the guard soon after dawn. I asked to be let out for exercise, but I could get over here. There were no attacks last night.
Oh.
You think anything could have happened to Jim?
I don't know. Oh, but I've made one discovery, Stacy. The cause of your wife's mental condition. Listen, she's not mad at all. Her condition has been brought on by a high fever caused by the poisonous sting of a certain type of black spider. It's all the work of old Nella.
I thought she was helping him.
No. She's in league with the high priest. Listen, she came here in the middle of the night. I saw her. I awoke just in time to see her pulling a black spider up the wall on a slim silk thread directly above your wife's bed. Well, I tried to pull Helen away, but I was too late. The spider had bitten her, and in a few minutes she was in that feverish trance again, listening to the drums and talking about the music.
Just the way she did weeks ago on the plantation.
Uh-huh.
Old Nella was our housekeeper then.
Well, don't you see? She had a spider and was letting it bite your wife then. That's how it all started. And old Nella's been close to her and keeping up her dirty work ever since.
Why, that she-devil. How's my wife now, Mr. Real?
Well, I've finally got her to sleep. I hope I can keep her asleep long enough to wear off the fever and then get her back to normal. Once I do, I'll make sure old Nella won't have another chance to work her poisonous trick.
I don't know how to tell you how glad I am that my wife is in your care.
Oh.
You've been wonderful, Mr. Rill.
What I'm anxious about is our chance of getting out of here. You say there was no attack on the guards last night?
No, that's what has me worried.
Yeah.
The natives don't seem to be as scared as they were. They're working hard, building something up in the square near the gate.
I'd like to know what all this means to us. There's something darn uncanny about all these preparations. And the continuous beating of those drums. Some big ceremony of some kind.
Hey, you, white man. Oh. What you do here, white man? You, go back to hut. Chief High Priest not want to talk to white missy. Go back. We knock you up. Not come out no more.
Very good. So long, Mr. Brill. Take good care of my wife.
You go. Not talk no more. Go back in hut. Be bad to talk to white missy.
So long, Stacy. I'll try to get out for exercise and see you later on. If I can bring your wife out of this spell again.
Meanwhile, during the previous night, Jim and Colo, preparing for another silent raid on the village, see a group of natives leave the village and hurry off to the jungle. Jim and Colo silently follow them until they reach a clearing in the road, where Jim and Colo receive quite a surprise.
We're right, Colo. This is where they hold their sacrificial ceremonies.
Mm.
Look up there at the far end of the clearing, that big idol.
Mm. That be big moon god, Tuan. See how natives fall down, bow.
Say, now I know what those big rolls were they were carrying. See their prayer rugs. Mm. They're spreading them out in front of the platform.
Native, put something there. Make fire, too.
Mm-hmm. He's lighting it. Some form of incense, I guess. They're making all the preparations for the big ceremony.
Tomorrow night, Tuan, will be night of full moon, when moon people make big sacrifice.
I wonder if those natives will stay on guard here. Boy, I'd like to get inside that clearing. Get a good look at that idol.
We can kill natives with arrow, Tuan.
No, wait. First, I want to see if they're going to return to the village. If so, we're going to let them go. I want them to get safely back. Let's just wait a while and see what happens. You follow them, Colo?
Yes, Tuan. Natives run fast. Back to village. All safe now.
Good. The sun is just beginning to come up. Well, there's no danger of our being seen. So let's go up and inspect that ugly-looking monstrosity.
Mm. It be plenty big, Tuan. Take long time to make.
Yes, sir, Colo. That thing is a good 25 feet high.
Mm.
There's been plenty of work put on it. Let's get up closer so we can see what it's made of.
Mm. It be wood. Be carved out one big tree, Tuan.
I think you're right, Colo. Well, here it is. I'm going up and have a good look. Yep, Colo, you're right. It's wood and probably carved right out of one big tree. Say, Colo.
Hmm?
This thing is hollow inside.
Hmm, be empty.
That gives me an idea. Let's get around the back and see if there's any opening in it.
Not be any place to get in, Tuan.
Any in here, either. That's funny. It's hollow inside. There must have been an opening somewhere at one time. Someone hollowed it out, and they had to get in and out. Let's examine this more closely.
Yes, Tuan. You like to hide in here, Tuan.
That Colo is part of my idea, yes. There may be a sliding panel or a secret trapdoor somewhere in the back of this thing.
May not find anything, Tuan. Maybe it be high up, near top.
And that's what I'm going to find out right now. Hold still while I climb up on your shoulders, Colo.
All right, Tuan.
All right.
Ready? Hold steady, Colo. I won't be long.
Yes, Tuan.
No. Nothing doing, Colo. Get set now. I'm coming down.
Yes, Tuan.
That's the darndest thing. I was sure with this thing being hollow, there'd be some opening to get inside. So far, it's pretty tight all the way around.
Yes, Tuan. Maybe place in platform. or be under big tray, idle holds there in hands.
Say, that's an idea. You work the platform, and I'll go all over the idol again.
Be no good, Tuan. We look, try all over. Not be panel or trapdoor any place.
And by golly, we're going to make one. And we haven't got much time. Tomorrow night, the moon will be full. And that's the time for the human sacrifice. And this is where they're going to perform it. That much I'm dead sure of now. But if we're going to keep Lil, Helen, Stacy, and perhaps Stacy himself from being sacrificed to this hideous monstrosity, we've got to take a desperate chance. So come on, Colo, to work. There's only one way to save them. And it's death and disaster for all of us if we fail.
In less than 24 hours, the savage natives offer the human sacrifice to the moon god. That sacrifice may be one or both of the white women held captive, and perhaps the white man. Will Jim be able to save them? What daring plan has he conceived to rescue his friends? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King. The impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And look for the new adventure and comic strip entitled The Phantom, now being featured in full color in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.